Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
Oh, hello.
Oh, no.
Frosty. Is it British Day? I forgot.
I didn't even wear my bad tee.
Oh, dear.
I wore mine.
My Billy Bob British tee.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. How are you guys?
Nervous.
I need a piece of paper.
Okay.
Thank you.
El papel, as we say in Spanish.
El papel.
Papier.
Why are you... Did I hear someone say they were nervous? It was you, Heidi. It was you.
I'm nervous because I'm going to get... My neck has hurt for two and a half weeks, as you would say, Frosty. Mm. And my neck and the back of my head. And so I'm going, not to the doctor, but I'm going to go see a massage therapist after work to get a one-hour full body massage.
Yeah.
And I meant to put underwear on today. And now I realize that... Is that going to be a big deal? I know I'm going to have a robe, and I'm going to be covered with a towel, but they do pull that down, and now I'm not going to have any underwear on.
Didn't you actually leave your underwear on when you get a massage? I take mine off.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm playing Big Top Pee Wee.
It's your neck you're getting massaged, so why are you worried about taking your underwear off? You wear underwear on your neck?
No, I'm getting a full body massage.
To help your neck?
Yes.
Work the ankle more. My neck still hurts. Okay, whatever.
So I'm just a little bit nervous about that.
Is this a new masseuse?
I've never had this girl before. A new masseuse. Her name is Trish.
Trish.
Yeah, she's a hot blonde girl.
You've met her before.
I've met her before. She did my body bronzing, where I get... I've already been completely naked
exactly?
Anyway. It's when you...
You have a hot blonde paint you?
Yeah. You get totally naked, and you lay on this big table, and it's like a wet room, so you can get water everywhere. So they hose you down with this warm water, and then they scrub you. And then they dry you off, and they rub this bronzing cream all over. They touch you everywhere. I mean, I'm totally naked when I get this done.
Every nook and cranny gets a little bronzing?
Every nook and cranny. Well, they'll ask. She says, how far in do you want me? And I said,
in?
No, not in.
An
in
internal
like,
tan?
How far in?
No, I didn't mean that.
You did?
No, how far in?
Only
like,
Heidi with Tanner intestines.
No, how far in, like...
My colon sunburned.
So sore.
Hope it doesn't peel. You are kind of bronze, now that you mention it. That's why. That stuff was smeared all over you.
Yeah, when she says...
So how far did she go?
How far in is
in like, her thigh?
In your thigh, yeah. Does she want you to go... Or do you want her to go all the way up so that the bronzing doesn't stop? And I said, I don't want to look like I've been bronzed, so... Cover everything.
What sort of applicator does she use?
Her hand.
Okay.
Lord.
With, like, rubber gloves on, though.
Who cares? Still great.
She doesn't want to get the bronze on her hands because then she'd have bronzed hands and white body.
Frank has a massage table, as I recall. Why didn't
Not
you just,
anymore.
Oh, well, never mind. I was wondering why you didn't just ask Frank for a massage since he's a, you know, an amateur masseuse dude.
But do you like to give massages?
Well.
I've never been with anybody who, when I say, oh, please rub me, it's always... All right.
Yeah, massage is like the first 6 months of any relationship, maybe even three. After that, it's like,
it never happens.
I jam my finger playing basketball. I can't. Yeah, that's one of those like new and love things to do to each other. After about 3 months, you stop massages altogether.
Oh. Use oils and all the slimy things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I even had a book. It's kind of sucked when you got your hands all oily and you had to turn
the page.
They should make those laminated in plastic for that very reason.
Well, fold out like a map, so you don't have to turn pages. This is like this whole map.
The Rand McNally fold-out massage manual.
You are here.
Guide.
So I hope that's all it is, Heidi, is maybe a pinched sciatic nerve, because if it's anthrax or something, we have to put you in a bubble.
Be quarantined. The girl in the bubble.
Yeah, because you've been sore for so long that it clearly implies a problem of some... It could be a tumor pinching a vertebra.
That's what I'm... See?
You might have lymph cancer.
Oh, my God, Frank. You know I'm a I hadn't even thought of that when I was thinking of all the other things that were wrong, like leukemia, Hodgkin's, bone cancer.
It could be a lymph larynx thing.
Yeah.
Well, that would hurt my career because if it's in your larynx, you can't talk anymore.
Well, are you insured here?
I don't know.
Sometimes they make you do that. Radio stations and some... I don't know if we're insured. They don't give a damn about us. But I can guarantee that Tom Likas' vocal cords are probably insured for $5 million or something. But do you think they've insured us? Maybe $12.72?
Yeah, exactly.
Like dog insurance.
Anyway, so you're doing that today? After
the
show?
Yeah, 3:45.
We could broadcast it live. We could stick a microphone up in there. It's like an ultrasound.
To see my tan colon.
Heidi's Massage, brought to you by...
You know they're going to sell it. You know they will.
Well, so,
we'll
I hope I feel better.
Down there with a camera.
Well, I hope you feel better tomorrow. You've been in pain. You're like my grandma. Well, I'm so... Gosh, it's so bad. She's dead. I'm so used to saying you're like my grandma. I'm not used to the fact she's not with me anymore. Anyway, you're like my grandma used to be. She would always complain of aches and pains. And I guess as you get
older...
Well,
not anymore.
Well, yeah.
That's a good thing.
That's true. The pain has ended. But as you get older, and Heidi, you're only 27. You're not old yet. But as you get older, I guess you hit 30 and then everything's downhill, aches and pains-wise, you start complaining about aches and pains that you never had before.
Yeah, when I turned 21, I remember very clearly on my birthday, my dad saying, well, it's all downhill after this, after 21. So I guess it's been all downhill after 21. He was right.
I think downhill is 30. I think 21, you're still climbing. You shouldn't be hurting yet. You're too young.
No, I think it's 40.
40?
Yeah, no. It's not 30. You always push it 10 years ahead of yourself. I think it's 40.
Wait till you're 50. Can you imagine?
Then it'll be 60.
Anyway, other than that, Frank never said you are. We know Heidi's all spazzed because of her spasms. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I was listening to Tom Likas' show yesterday when we left work. I had it on, and he was talking about the sex and the power thing and how that's very attractive to females.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about... brain fart.
Oh, I heard it too. He was talking about
the pitcher.
Randy.
He's Jonathan.
He's ugly, but he gets the women.
Yeah, and saying that that's the money and the power, and it's a perfect example of what he's been teaching everyone for so long. And I disagree. I think that the money and the power thing is just the window dressing. It's the icing. It's the cherries. It's his nickname that got him the chicks. The big unit.
Yeah, I had to ask what that meant.
Because Randy could have been selling cotton candy up in the stands. Once a chick finds out his nickname's the big unit, there's no money, there's no power in cotton candy sales, but he's going to pick up the woman. Morbid curiosity.
The nickname is the key.
I think it's like a stallion. But there are nicknames that actually don't get women, like Frosty.
Well.
Screech.
Scooter.
Wait, you're equating me with Scooter and Screech? Thank you.
Well, I really don't think that your name helps you with women. I think the big unit, of course he's rich and he's got power, but the big unit, the nickname makes it for that guy. There's nicknames out there that I don't care what the guy does for a living. Women of all types will be intrigued by that guy because of his nickname. Like that stallion, big unit, meat.
Can I reveal for the masses?
No.
You know what I'm going to say? What your nickname used to be?
Well,
can I tell everyone?
That really didn't help me out. Okay, go ahead.
When I first met Frank years and years ago, it was in high school at that time, and everyone called him by this, including me, it's only in the last 4 years or 5 years that I've actually
called.
It's
been longer than that.
Has it been?
It's been about 8 years since I've heard that name. So my old friend that I haven't seen for 8 years still call me up and say, hey.
So until about 8 years ago, I've only called Frank for the last 7 or 8 years. The years before that, everyone who knew him, he wasn't Frank. He was Bone. Bone.
Yeah, that was my nickname
was
in high
Bone?
School. I got that in high school for some reason.
For some reason?
Yeah, you figure.
I never really heard the story. I was afraid to ask. So what? Well, maybe we'll use our
imagination. It's a long story.
Okay, fine.
And you guys were buddies, so it was like, hey, are Bone and Frosty coming over?
Bone. What's up, Bone?
Bone and Frosty.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Bone.
See, actually, when I started my first radio gig doing mornings, it was Wake Up with a Bone.
That's true.
Which was really like a great slogan. I was like, cool. You know, it all worked out. But then I had to go with Frank after... I started working for a woman. It's that woman boss. We're not going to go by Bone.
That's right.
It's disgusting.
She didn't like
We're
going
to go by Frank. All right. No problem. I just want a job.
And I think you should have stuck with Bone. It's more catchy-like. Because now everyone thinks you're Anne Frank. Because it's Frosty Heidi and Frank. It's, you know.
With Frosty Heidi and Bone, I just don't think that. I don't know. This wouldn't have worked.
A Baptist, a Catholic, and a little Jewish girl.
But it probably opened up quite a few doors.
It could have been Frosty Bone Heidi.
Which is just disgusting.
Yeah, I'm actually sick to my stomach.
So that's your old nickname.
Yeah, I think nicknames do a lot for a guy. Heidi, I mean, you found out a guy's name was intriguing in that way. Would it, no matter what he did for a living, no matter what he looked like, wouldn't you be curious to know why he got the nickname?
Yeah, I mean, especially the big unit.
Yeah.
But because the first, when I started watching this World Series and they said, and they were talking about the big unit. I'm like, who in the hell's the big unit and why are they calling him that? And my friend's like, that's Randy Johnson, that's the big unit. And I'm like, oh, wow. So then I spent the whole time, the whole game while he's pitching, like looking in that area.
See
like,
what I mean?
Oh, Oh, I can't really tell because they all wear cups. You know, it's hard to tell.
But for all you know, it could be that perhaps when he was given the nickname, he was in a condo complex and he had the big unit down in the corner. He could, you know, the big unit could have applied to something else other than the unit you're thinking of.
If Javier, our janitor around here, was named nicknamed like Mucho Unito, you'd probably give Javier a little more attention than you do right now, Heidi, right?
And I give him a lot of attention now, but I would give him some more, yeah.
Because, I mean, I think that a lot of guys' nicknames, I mean, and if you have a nickname that actually opened up some doors for you, then let me know what the nickname is, because, like I said, Meat is definitely one from Porky's. Remember Meat?
Meat, yeah, the big guy, Meat.
No money, no power there, just the nickname Meat.
Right. And he was very popular, as I understand. He was stupid, but popular because of the name Meat.
Exactly.
So if you can relate to this, 520-9710 is our number. Orange County, it's 977-9710.
Even if your nickname actually ruined your life. Like,
right.
Like, never mind.
Frank, now that you're single again, you should probably go back to Bone.
Oh, I don't know.
To get the women. You can drop it later again.
It worked sometimes, but then it didn't work sometimes.
Oh.
Like, Boner, no. Didn't work.
Shark. Your name is Shark.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Shark?
They only call me Shark at work, though. Not like my friends or anything.
How did you get the name?
I'm a photographer, and my career started when I got a picture of one of the biggest great white sharks ever caught. And so they referred to me back then as Shark Boy, and then it just kind of eventually when I grew up, they dropped the boy. They dropped the boy, and it became Shark, just Shark.
So does the nickname, like, when women find out that's Shark over there, do their antennas go up and you get more action?
Well, my girlfriend, I think she rolls her eyes whenever she hears that, as if, hello, please.
Yeah, I mean, I think with a name like Shark, it has to be good. No, like, a name like Shark would help start a conversation, I think, because automatically, if, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm Heidi, and he says, oh, hey, I'm Shark. Well,
right,
it's going to go further because I'm going to say Shark. That's interesting. How'd you get that name?
Well, people remember me as well. It's like when they get told of me, they say, oh, you're going to be working with Shark, and right away their antennas then go up.
You know, I find it strange that you only use the nickname at work. Most people have a nickname, you know, that sticks with them 24 hours a day. Only call me this between 9 and 5.
Right.
That seems a little odd. All right, thanks,
yeah.
Shark.
Thanks.
520-9710, talking about nicknames with Jim in the Valley.
My nickname in high school was Yum Yum.
Yum Yum?
Yum Yum.
Why?
George, you want to go there?
Yeah.
Well, I had a reputation that I was kind of sweet, where the girls liked, if they liked something, it was sweet.
Mm.
Really?
Yum, yum.
The girls called you Yum Yum?
Yeah.
Oh, my great nickname.
Heidi, were you called Ho Ho?
Actually, don't go there because it's kind of painful.
AJ, you're 97.1.
I got a couple of baseball facts. Randy Johnson's called the big unit because he's the tallest pitcher in baseball history.
Well, yeah, but it could have another meaning, too, and I think women wouldn't
It didn't enter my mind, and I've known the guy for 10 years on the mound. But, yeah, I'm a guy. What can I tell you? Thank you.
Yeah, my brother, when he was in the sixth grade, he's 3 years older than me, he came home. They had learned, like, new vocabulary words, and he came home. And he still calls me this to this day. Like, if he sees me or he's at my mom's house or whatever, my nickname, and only my brother calls me this, and his friends, is Hideous.
Hideous?
I mean, it's like rolls off his tongue, so I answer to it. I mean, if somebody's like, Hideous, I turn around and look because it's somebody that knows my brother, knows me. He learned it in the sixth grade and came home and said, I know what you are. You're Hideous. And from that day on, and he's 30 years
That's
old.
That's funny stuff. And he still calls you Hideous.
He still calls me Hideous.
I mean, like when you get a birthday card, is it too Hideous?
Hideous.
That's terrible.
But it's okay.
Christmas present, too Hideous from
Absolutely.
Dave. What's his name?
Darren.
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 My dad's
What'd you
Dave.
Call him?
We can't say that on the radio, Frank.
Clean it up.
Friggin' a-hole.
Too Hideous from friggin' a-hole.
Love you.
Love you. Kisses. I used to call my little sister Loves, but like the pamper diaper, like the because she was such a little baby, little brat all the time. Loves. But she just hated it. Don't call me Loves. Freak out.
My sister was nicknamed Mouse. I still call her Mouse, come to think of it. Her real name is Cindy, but Mouse because she was little. Her ears stuck out like a mouse. Now, when you think of it, I'm sure she's quite embarrassed as a woman, you know, to be called, hey, Mouse.
But only you call her that, right?
Well, the whole family. We
get really?
Together. I also have a family nickname, which I will not share on the show because I hate it.
I thought it was Frosty.
No, it's not. My mom calls me Frosty. She changed. I asked her 2 years ago, and she did. And my sister calls me Frosty. Everyone else, my dad, my brother, they still call me, well, I'll tell you, but Goose.
Goose?
Goose,
who's
what?
Your brother, Maverick?
No, he's Moose.
Moose, Goose, and Mouse?
That was us. And I don't know why. I didn't look like a goose. I didn't walk like a goose. There's no goose stories in my young childhood.
You enjoyed being Goose.
No, not even that. It's just Goose. It makes no sense to me. Call me, you know, Anvil. It makes just as much sense.
So when Top Gun came out, you didn't, like, sport the name again? Yeah, I'm Goose.
I was so proud there for about a year or two, yes. Hello, Tom in Hollywood, talking about nicknames. You're on 97.1.
How's it going, Goose?
Stop it.
Goose, hideous, and bone. God.
Well, I had three growing up, actually. When I was, before I got the facial hair, this one girl in junior high school kept calling me Cabbage Patch because my face was, like, full of dimples.
Dimples?
Dimples. I have two dimples on either side, one on either side.
I was picturing acne scars for a minute there, like Brian Adams or something.
I thought you might have had kraut breath.
Then, you know, when I grew up, like 6 feet and over, they started calling me Sasquatch and Lurch.
Lurch.
Yeah, those two stuck with me for about 10, 15 years.
There was a Lurch in my school. Is that a common thing you call the big...
Ours was a girl.
Yeah.
The big girl had, like, a huge forehead.
She was Lurch?
Yeah. Big old man hands.
Easy.
Did you have Ogre? We had an Ogre.
We had an Ogre?
I lived with an Ogre.
You did?
Yeah.
Everyone had an Ogre growing up.
Every piece of furniture the guy sat on broke. I mean, reinforced couches. I mean, everything had no legs on it because it would go right through the floor if he sat on it.
Oh, my God.
He weighed like 600 pounds.
Now, as an adult, you know, concerned about other people's feelings, put yourself back in poor Ogre's brain and body. Don't you think all those things were slams that hurt now? They were fun to call an Ogre, but how would you like to know that you look like an Ogre being called Ogre?
But it's like, isn't it weird, though, like our Ogre, his real name was Jason, but we had a Yoda, and I don't know his real name. Like, if somebody, I'd say, oh, you know, Yoda, and I had no clue what his real name was. Did you know Ogre's real name?
Nope.
No.
See, isn't that weird?
What was his name?
There's a lot of people who don't know you're Frank. They think of you as Bone. If you see someone from 15 years ago, do they still call you Bone?
Yeah.
See, that you're always Bone.
Better if I had a class reunion, I'd walk in and be like, Bone! Oh, definitely. I'll be Bone to them forever.
Nicknames.
Did you keep the nickname and it's open doors for you? Because I think some nicknames can.
520-9710 is the number. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, 97.1, the FM talk station. Finest in free radio for the holidays, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, it may sound crappy, but you're right. It's free.
Right.
So enjoy it while it lasts.
And if you want to take it back, make sure you have your receipt. Yes, we are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, and your call's lining up at 520-9710.
Currently talking about nicknames. Have they helped you out in your life, or have they made your life suck?
And I think on line five, it's Weirdo. What's up, Weirdo?
Not much. My last name's actually Weir, like Bill Weir on the news.
Okay.
So when I was in the military, the D.O. got stuck on it.
Yeah, everyone gets a nickname in the military, don't they?
Pretty much.
And you got stuck with Weirdo.
When I actually left my last duty station, they usually give you a plaque when you're getting out, and they say, you know, it says your accomplishments and everything. Mine said, too weirdo. Had the commanding officer read that in front of the whole company.
An intriguing thought. If the three of us from the military, what would our nicknames be? What goes good with general for me? General,
oh.
I don't know. I'll think later.
Ass much?
No, I'm just asking once. Jesse and Brea, you're 97.1.
Something about when I was a little toddler, I was walking with my bottle in my mouth, and I accidentally, like, fell and cut my tongue. So my father named me after, like, you know, friend.
That's not short for bottle. It's short. It's something else.
Well, that too, but also in Filipino, it was, I don't know if I can say it, penis.
Oh, that's how you say penis in the Philippines?
Yeah, and I was shocked, and I was so embarrassed, and I yelled at my little brother for calling me that. In front of my friends.
So they named you penis because you had a cut on your tongue.
Exactly.
I don't even want to think about that. Thank you. Goodbye. Billy, what's going on, Billy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Talking about nicknames.
My nickname's Catman. Actually, it really is my name. Most people don't even know my real name. I acquired the name when I was real young from a comic strip called Bill the Cat. And then when I grew into manhood, it kind of evolved into Catman, and it's pretty much been my name since. And yes, it has enhanced the girls.
Really? You know what I mean? Because we had a Catman in my high school. His real name was Mike.
But he had sex with a cat.
Exactly. That's why everyone called him Catman, and he answered to it. I mean, we didn't call it Catman behind his back. It was like, hey, Catman.
I've heard that before, but no, it came from Bill the Cat, the comic strip, and... you know, it's turned out, you know, pretty good. I mean, it's actually even in the phone book, Catman.
Wow.
I mean, my name is Catman. I mean, I'm kind of a local celeb down in Huntington Beach. And so, I mean, there's people that come up to me all the time. Hey, Catman, I don't even know who in the hell they are. You know, I mean, it's just like one of those names that people...
Why are you a local celebrity?
Yeah, well, you know, Huntington Beach is pretty small, you know. I'm from L.A.
So everybody knows Catman.
Frank, he's the Catman
in
Huntington
everyone
Beach.
Everyone knows Catman down in Huntington Beach.
So you're like Norm at Cheers.
Yeah, but at
Catman.
All over the place.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's worked out, you know.
Can
and,
we have your autograph?
What's that?
Nothing.
So you want my autograph?
See, he heard me after all. I hate when people do that. What? And you know they heard you because they repeat it.
Can the Catman do that?
Yeah.
Buddy!
Oh. Actually, I just remembered, this is flooding the memories of, like, things you used to be called. My father had a nickname for my older sister and myself. This is before my little sister was ever born. He called her Buns.
Buns?
And he called me Hamburger.
Ew! Frank!
Well, you see how they go together, Hamburger Buns. But he called her Buns because of her butt. She just had a great ass. And I think that he was stuck after taking her with buns. I had to be something. They called me Hamburger. My little sister was born. She was Honey Dijon. It's hard to yell for her in the yard. Honey Dijon!
Are you coming? But of course. Sonia and Fullerton, you're on 97.1.
Okay, I only got this nickname because it rhymes, and it was Sonia, I wanna bone ya.
Yeah, sure, Sonia. You weren't their class whore?
I swear to God, it was in high school, and I was still a virgin, and it was Sonia, I wanna bone ya, and that was it. That's all they, you know, I'd walk down the halls, that's what they'd say.
Now, if you go back to a class reunion, is it going to be bone ya when you walk in? Hey, bone ya!
Probably. Probably, but it was actually mostly the older people, the older class boys that would say it.
That is funny, though. Now, as an adult, that's still, if they think of you, they think of you as Bonya. You'll always, you could be a 90-year woman in a nursing home, and you're still Bonya over there in bed number six.
Actually, Heidi, you said you had the guy in high school who had sex with a cat.
Yeah.
And you called him Catman?
Yeah.
We had Peggy Horse.
No.
Swear.
No.
That's an old wives' tale.
No, swear. We really did.
But did she really do?
Yeah.
A horse.
A horse, of course. She did.
That was my horse impression.
Right.
Not really good.
Okay.
You know, my dad called me, to this day, my dad calls me Lady Jane.
Lady Jane?
My mom calls me Lady Jane, and my dad calls me Susie.
But your name is Heidi.
That's not even a nickname. That's just another chick's name.
I know, and I've never asked them, but it's even from the time I was a little girl.
Maybe he wanted to name you Susie in defiance with your mom, Dick Tidy, and so he's going to call you Susie anyway. The hell with her.
Maybe you're named after the one that didn't live.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, you had a twin, but it came out with the umbilical cord wrapped around its neck.
I know this is sort of off the subject, but...
I've always wanted a sister.
You know, some people do name the ones that... Even some people name abortions. Stevie Nicks.
What?
Stevie Nicks named her abortion Sarah. The song Sarah.
Okay, yeah.
Don Henley's kid. She named the pile of cells after aborting it. She named it Sarah.
And then they actually go by tombstones and stuff.
Right.
For abortion?
I prefer pepperoni and sausage.
Oh, God. Nicknames at 520-9710. It's Jill. You're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Tombstone.
Got it. Hi.
I had a nickname, Jilly Bean, when I was in high school.
Jilly Bean.
Yes. Don't ask me why, but they still call me that till this day.
Why?
I don't know. I was real skinny then. I mean, I'm not fat or anything, but now, but, you know, I have no idea. I never asked, but they still call me that.
As long as you weren't the jelly beans no one eats.
Black licorice.
You know, the ones you leave in the bowl. The black. Yeah. Nobody eats the black jelly bean.
Bill in Santa Monica, hi.
Hey, guys, how you doing? One of my favorite all-time sports nicknames was there was a cornerback or a safety for the Raiders in the 80s. His name was Elvis Patterson, and he got beat many times. So his teammates started calling him Toast because he got burned so often. So I thought that was a pretty classic nickname.
Yeah, he didn't need to go to therapy after that, did he?
Not at all. Thanks, guys.
Is his wife Melba?
No, but she really does have to listen to the whole show.
What is that?
Is it time to go home already?
I think it is. Brad of North Hollywood talking about nicknames. You're on 97.1.
I had a friend in high school who was named Poop because he slid into home plate and he crapped his pants.
Robert in Westminster, hello.
Well, let me give you a little background as to why I had this nickname. Back when I was at my peak of virility, 1983 in Huntington Beach, and had about 16 different girlfriends, I was coined the name King.
King.
Yeah, so you know the name because of the size of my unit.
Robert, if you're from Huntington Beach, you know the Cat Man? He's famous down there. He's a local celebrity.
No. Never heard of him.
Carolyn, also in Huntington. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
Have you heard of the Cat Man?
I have not.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, these people are really full of themselves, aren't they? My kids last night, it's funny that you have this topic. My daughter was telling my stepson, oh, just change your name. And they're in first and second grade. And I said, what are you guys talking about? And he says, everybody's calling me fart ass. And, and they were very serious, being real quiet. And I go, what's wrong? And our last name is Farkas. And he goes, all the kids are calling me fart ass. And he was going to change his name. So any suggestions what I could tell my six-year-old?
It could be much worse than Farkas.
Thanks.
He's all serious and hurt.
They're calling me fart ass.
Terrible. Ben in Mission Viejo. You're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, what's up, guys? My nickname is Nunny Chun Chun.
Nunny Chun Chun, you're going to have to explain that one.
Well, it started when I was in second grade, and my friends used to call me Benny Bun Bun. And then I had a crackhead friend that decided Nunny Chun Chun was going to be my new nickname.
So everyone followed the crackhead?
I don't know, he's a crackhead.
When Benny Bun Bun was so much better. I'd be upset with that crackhead.
And now my friends are starting to call me Notorious B-U-N.
Just because Chim Chim Cheree was taken.
Pretty much,
yeah. Thank you. Andy in Fullerton, you're on 97.1.
How you doing, Triplett?
Talking about nicknames.
I have the same nickname as Frosty's sister. My friends call me Mouse. It's an interesting story. We're all out at a bar getting really drunk, and we noticed this one girl that thought I went up and talked to her, and it took about 20 minutes for her to realize that I had my testicle out, and my friend said I looked like a little mouse, so hence today, mouse.
I don't get the correlation between your testes hanging out and a mouse.
It looked like a little mouse sitting on his lap.
Yeah, it looked like a fuzzy little mouse.
Could have named it
Didn't
then.
Didn't know they had ears and a tail, but I haven't looked fondly. Okay.
Well, let me see. Yeah.
Nicknames when we come back. Have they helped you or cursed you for life? Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
97.1, FM Talk.
And we are talking to you about nicknames. 520-9710. And on line one in Los Angeles, it's Alex.
They used to call me Booger Boy, because when I was a baby, I used to have boogers all the time. And from this day on, I still have boogers. Like, you know, I have a problem with boogers. I don't know why. It's just...
What, you have, like, a overly nasal secretion?
I think so, but every time I go inside the pool or something, one comes out. And
Thank you, Alex.
He's
that guy.
we all knew that now, Alex, at the pool, the public pool.
You should get that fixed. Chris in Tustin, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, Goose, Hideous, and Bones.
What's up?
Hey, I had a buddy in high school. They used to call him Firecrotch. He used to have this super bright red hair, And you know what? It actually helped him with the chicks because I think they were wondering what was going on down there. I don't know.
A name like Firecross, they're going to be curious and they want to see him naked.
I think it actually got, he had pretty good looking girlfriends when he was in high school. Better than me, so.
And for a redheaded guy, that's hard to do.
With all the freckles and stuff.
Yeah.
Joe in Culver City, talking about nicknames.
My nickname is Steel. I actually got that nickname when I was in high school. I was an amateur powerlifter, and I won several competitions, so it worked out for me.
See, that's good, because I was the state champion alto saxophone player in high school. Did I ever mention that? And I wanted to be called, you know, Sax or Saxy Guy, but no one would ever...
Saxy Guy?
It never caught on.
Oh, hell.
But, I mean, I wanted to be acknowledged.
Sometimes I wish I carried a gun.
But Joe here called, shit yourself, Steel. I mean, that's cool. Why couldn't I be called Mr. Sax?
Saxy Guy?
Or somethings with a sax in it. I don't know. But it never caught on.
Blow Boy, anything.
No, not that.
Oh.
I thought people would spontaneously
Woodland.
Pick it up, but no. Hey, Reed, anything, but nothing. Nothing ever caught. Hello, Scott. You're on 97.1.
Hey, in high school, I rode a red scooter to school, and everybody called me Scoot Man, and all the girls called Scooter Scott. So it was kind of cool, and it still stuck with me to this day, and that was about 6-7 years ago.
Did you have any girlfriends?
Yes, I did.
Really, driving a red scooter to school?
And they rode on my scooter with me.
Was it like one of those sprees?
No, it was a 250cc.
Okay, it was a big scooter.
Yeah, I had a Kenwood stereo on it and the whole deal. Like parking lot, blaring my speakers, and
everybody's cool. Dancing around your scooter.
Like Footloose.
The scooter thing, there was a period of time for 3 or 4 years, they were cool as hell.
No.
Yes, they were.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
Nope.
I was alive then.
Mm-mm.
And so were you.
I know.
And you, and even you. The
nope.
late 80s, 88, 89, 90, 91, scooters
uh-uh.
were in, man.
Nope.
Eric and Irvine, they were. Hi, you're on 97.1.
My nickname is Ugly.
Are
you? I guess we can guess why.
Actually, no. It's like a reverse nickname. Like, they call it Fat Guy Tiny, they call it Cute Guy Ugly.
Oh, so you're really good looking, but your friends call you ugly because they're jealous.
Well, I'm not super good looking, but I'm not ugly. my mom hates it the most, though. She hates that my friends call me ugly.
Because you look like your mom?
Kind of, yeah.
No wonder she hates it.
All right, thank you.
Andrea in Mission Hills, you're 97.1.
This nickname only lasted a day, but it was the most traumatic day of my 8th grade life. They called me Masturbating McLeod.
I can't wait to hear this.
And it was just in the 8th grade. It was like group time. We were just talking, and I guess the topic came up on sex and sex words and things like that, and I didn't know what masturbating was, and I didn't know until finally when I got home, and my sister told me what it was, and it was just traumatic from then on. It was for a lifetime.
Where'd the McLeod part come from, though?
Well, McLeod's my last name.
Oh, masturbating my last name.
So it was bad. It was bad, and to this day, I always think about it, and I would just shake my head because everyone in school knew what it meant except for me.
Well, get a hold of yourself. Mike and Tustin, you're 97.1.
Well, I had several nicknames in high school, and they all seemed to revolve around my horrific obesity. So one of them was called Chub Rock, and the other one was Sea Face, which stood for Chunk Face.
Chunk.
Now, did that really traumatize you, Mike?
What do you think?
Did you go home and cry every night into your Twinkies?
Well, I didn't cry because I'm a guy, but you know, I didn't really have too many girlfriends.
But you went home and ate because of it?
Well, no, not that
either. Did you ever accept the Chub Rock and the Sea Face and make fun of yourself?
I kind of accepted the Sea Face because unless you were like in my crowd, you didn't really know what that meant.
Did you ever have a scooter?
No, scooters were never cool.
Exactly.
Well, not for fat guys; they couldn't ride them. Nikki in Anaheim.
Goose, I feel for you. I had Picker from my family.
Picker.
Yes. I don't know. Nick, my name is Nikki, and they call me Nick or Picker, and they still to this day, birthday cards, say Picker on them, and yeah.
Is it because you picked your butt a lot?
No.
Because a lot of little kids, you always see them picking their ass.
And I didn't pick my nose either. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but then in college, I got the little monster, because one night I got really, really wasted, and went into my friend's refrigerator and went through everything and ate all their Chinese food, all their leftovers. And I remember them trying to talk to me, and I was like, why are they talking to me? I'm eating. Like, I was on a rampage.
You should hook up a sea face.
Teresa in L.A., what's your story?
Well, it's kind of a weird one, actually. My nickname is Warty. My uncle gave it to me when I was a baby. I'm kind of like Nikki. I have no idea what it's for. I don't have any words anywhere.
Maybe not now. Maybe they had some removed when you were an infant.
I don't think so.
Maybe you just look like a wart when you were born.
No.
With a couple little hairs pretty sticking
cute
out of it.
They don't stick you with the name Warty unless it's a damn good reason, Teresa. Face it.
You know, I don't know.
All right.
I tell ya.
Jeff and Dana Point, you're on 97.1.
I was known as Hot Sack.
Hot Sack?
Yeah.
That's what Frosty wanted, Hot Sacks.
When I was a young kid, I was running, I was up like three times that day.
A pile of boiling sand.
Well, hot springs are hot.
Boiling sand?
It was heated by water underneath from like a volcano or something.
Hey, shut the hell up, I'm on the phone.
Hot Sack's got a hot temper.
Did you just tell a train to shut up? Like, that's going to work. Danny in Lancaster, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Heidi, when you had said that your mother calls you Lady Jane, does she still call you that when she's mad?
Oh, no, no. Then it's Heidi Dion.
I used to get, listen to me, Lady Jane.
Your name is Tammy.
Yes. Or they used to use the pig Latin, Amite. That was a good one.
Pig Latin. Between pig Latin and boiling sand, I just can't take any more. Jim in Long Beach, hi.
This is Rudy in Glendale. Hey, guys.
His nickname is Jim in Long Beach.
Apparently. What's up, Rude?
I am Gladys from Glendale, actually, as I'm known, unfortunately.
Gladys?
Yeah. And Frank will appreciate this. It comes from a trip. Went to go down to San Diego to see Van Halen one night, and bounced into TJ afterwards, and about 3 a.m. in a bar, suddenly I became Gladys for the last 15 years.
Help us all understand.
Well, there we are. You know, it's a dive bar. It was right across from the High Li. About 3 a.m., nobody in the place other than myself, my cousin Big Al, and a woman who insisted I reminded her of her son Gladys.
Thanks, Jim. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, 97.1, the FM talk station.
The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show is FM talk middays. Frosty is a weirdo, and Frank has lots to say. And Heidi is the hottest chick on radio today. Her ass gives us comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Heidi's ass gives us comfort and joy.
Rack's nice, too.
Happy holidays from 97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.